They cater to the revolving door drunks who are flush a couple of dollars and would like a real mattress to flop on.
Are they still $3 a night? I noticed.
Yes, they're very cheap. I don't know if they're still three, but they are cheap. And you know, and they cater to the people who can only afford that sort of.
What is another name for a sort of cheap hotel that does cater to drunks?
I guess flop house, maybe.
Would you ever say that?
I mean, do you use that word? I might, yeah.
What do you call the manager of a prostitute?
A pimp, I guess.
Okay. What's your impression of a pimp?
Well, I always think of a pimply-faced bellhop. What do you mean? But usually I gather right today there are two types. A lot of pimps in Birmingham are black, and they pimp for both black and white girls.
And so, they take a big cut of the money?
Yeah, I assume they do. They seem to drive around in big cars and dress rather flashily.
Yeah. Alright, you were talking about drunks were the types who were habitually... Well, were one type who were habitually arrested.
Yeah.
Now, would you use the word drunk in any other context? Could somebody in your peer group be drunk?
Sure.
Alright. Are the words drunk and alcoholic interchangeable?
Well... Probably in actual life, but not truly. Like one person said, he said, I was an alcoholic for a while, but then I got tired of going to meetings, so now I'm a drunk.
Okay. What is a derelict?
Derelict is a bum, someone out of a job and not looking for a job.
Is there a distinction between a derelict and a drunk?
I would think derelict would be a more general term, but probably most derelicts are drunks. Although all the drunks may not be derelict because it's possibly drunk and be a middle-class family man, too.
Okay. What is the drug that people roll up in cigarettes and smoke?
Marijuana.
Have you heard other names for it?
Mary Jane. Pot.
Do you know anything about it? The different types?
Not really.
Different ways it's smoked?
No, not really.
Alright, what are some of the hard drugs and what is their effect?
I don't know, heroin, cocaine.
What are their effects? Are they sedatives?
I really don't know. They're not really sedatives, so since they have a rush, I don't know what you could call them.
Are they habit forming?
Cocaine is not supposed to be, heroin is. Barbiturates or barbiturates, which are depressants and which are probably the most habit forming of all. Amphetamines, which are the opposite of sedatives, stimulants, also habit form.
Have you ever done a story on drugs in the schools or something like that?
Not really specifically, expose drugs in schools. We have done stories about drugs in schools.
What are the leading ones?
The main drug? I'd say marijuana is the main thing.
All right, there's one you haven't mentioned yet, a hallucinogen.
Oh, LSD.
Have you heard any other names for it?
I must have.
What about acid?
Acid, yeah.
What does that do?
It's a hallucinogenic, in other words. It changes your senses all around. Apparently, it's apparently artificial schizophrenia.
Oh, yeah. And is it addictive?
I don't think it is.
What do you call a person who uses these drugs to an extreme?
Hophead.
A what?
Hophead. Dope fiend.
Drug addict?
Addict.
How about
I think addict, you think in terms of needle drugs.
Do you? Okay. You would not say marijuana addict?
I wouldn't know.
Is marijuana addict?
As far as I know, it's not.
What do you call the person who supplies drugs to be using?
Dealer.
Any other words?
That would be the main one I'd use.
Have you heard any others?
I can't think of any offhand.
Pusher.
Pusher, or, yeah, pusher.